Hi, Adam. Scott from Northern California.
Hey, Scott.
So I'm calling to explain Big Fatty's call yesterday.
Okay.
I called you last week on Thursday. I think you played my call, telling you about you should watch 60 Minutes.
Did you?
They did a story on Pink. So I guess Big Fatty called you and told you to watch the 60 Minutes by Scott said about magenta. And a lot of people mistake magenta for pink. So he was playing a joke, being funny. So that's explaining the story. Today's my birthday. Yay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So stumbled. Hopefully, Big Fatty will give me a shout out. All right, don't have enough time to tell you my Yorkshire pudding funny story. I'll do it next time. All right.
Is this going to be a running bit where we never get the Yorkshire pudding recipe or story? You guys all know, I am so forgetful.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am so forgetful.
So I'm calling to explain Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. This is episode 4625 of the BFO for Friday, the 31st of October, 2025. You're coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you're silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, turn backers. Big Fatty, I'm afraid. Turn back, turn back. No, you're... Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. And Gay Grandma is going well. Y'all, you turner backers today because y'all, it's the final countdown to standard time on today's little show because y'all, the clocks, they will move back Saturday night when you retire. Big Fatty, you're already retired. I meant go to bed. Oh, very different. And at 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, November the 2th, y'all, we return to standard time.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all, this weekend we have not one but two, I say, shoo, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today. It's sneak into your bedroom and keep you awake at night. Big Fatty, that sounds like we need to call the constable. That sounds very dubious. It does. Don't hear from this person very often, but maybe he'll de-lurk today and say hello. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Mr. Tinka's Dam himself, Whitman Tinka. Big Fatty, we love Whitman Tinka. We do. And y'all, then... on Sunday, the 2th of November, y'all, it's All Souls Day. Oh, Big Fatty, oh, Dr. Stone's an old soul. No, he's an old soul. Oh, okay. Y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, I thought Crooked Head's birthday was in August. No, it's not his. Y'all, a longtime listener to the BFO. Don't hear from him very often, but, you know, he's too busy calling in deaths to the death phone over there at The Mix. Y'all, he is out there in the Northern California, although he has contributed a Shark Week story or two. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Scott in Northern California. Big Fatty, we love Scott in Northern California. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Whitman Tinker or Scott in Northern California, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get lots of trick-or-treat candies and a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! See, now, y'all, I have been teasing you all week long about a big special announcement today, and y'all, here it is. Y'all, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I did the test little shows of the deep dive to recap Big Fatty's weeks while he was at Rat World and all. And y'all, the reason I was testing that is because, and I have to give credit where credit is due, this was not my original plan, but Brendan, former lurker over there in the UNC, he suggested to Big Fatty what is going to become an extra little show every week. Big Fatty, haven't we suffered enough? Brendan says, Big Fatty, I enjoyed the recap shows, and I'd love if you could do that from back in episode one. And y'all, it hadn't occurred to me. I was just going to do the recap show each week. But I decided, based on Brendan's idea, that y'all, on Saturdays, every Saturday, you're going to get an extra BFO. Now, this doesn't count. Actually, you're not going to get an extra BFO. Y'all, you're going to get a recap show, and the name of it is Ruination the Early Years, or Ruination T-E-Y. It'll post, one will post every Saturday, and it'll recap a week of the BFO, starting with episode one. So y'all, the Tamari, Satney, you will, November the 1st, you will get, not only will you get excited about moving the clocks back, but you will get the very first, Ruination, the Early Years, and it covers, episodes 1 through 6. Now, you may be saying, why are there 6? Well, y'all, because the BFO started on at halftime of the Superb Owl, or the Boopa Soul, as I was calling it then. So that doesn't count in the 5 days a week. No, Big Fatty. So y'all, we may have lost some of Crooked Hat's little shows each week, but y'all, Big Fatty is filling the hole. Big Fatty, please, can't we just have a weekend of peace? No. And y'all, these shows are not limited in time to exactly 20 minutes. They'll go until the host of Ruination, the early years little show, finished talking about that week. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all be on the lookout for Ruination, the early years Tamari. Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Dear Gussie Fart Pants, the other day I was thinking about, and I posted it, remembering when you used to give prizes for increments of 100 phone calls or whatever. I'm pretty sure I won a couple times, and then I probably could be maybe 50-50 chance. That's why the contest was discontinued, because I was the only contestant. Okay, it's raining here, and Smelly goes to out of the country on tomorrow morning very early. He's shifted all his assets to my name and everything, and he's like seriously afraid or something, and I would be too. So if I haven't said where he's gone, I'm gonna say it after he gets back. But the flight leaves tomorrow, and then comes back to the United States 11 days later. But anyway, what else? I was gonna say something else. Your little show, I loved it. That was so cool. I cannot believe how AI just comes up with that stuff or whatever, and it's so crazy. And I think if AI says that Patty Bacon and I are related, I think that makes it official. Are we officially related now?
Yeah, I guess y'all got a force. It's Miss Bacon. And
Bacon, Woodhaven, Hallway.
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I'm happy to report that Smelly did make it back from the secret, scary destination that he was going to. Big Fatty, was it Fat Acres? No, it wasn't Fat Acres. And Miss Bacon, you, I'm glad you enjoyed the recap shows, and I think you'll probably enjoy the Saturday show. And just for your information, Miss Bacon, that call was number 5,327 since the BFO began. The BFO began. So I'm still keeping count. I'm just not giving a prize. No, you cheap ass.
Big Fatty, it's Guru Nudie in Tampa. And I got to tell you, the artificial intelligence show was wonderful. Simply wonderful. I think it's Peabody Award worthy.
Hello there, Peabody here.
No, not that Peabody Award, the Larry Peabody Award. Larry lives over in Claremont. Anyway, I gotta run. Ciao, babe.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is the one and only Guru Nudie in Tampa. And Guru Nudie, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm glad you enjoyed the deep dive little shows that I played. And hopefully you'll tune in for Tamari's debut of Ruination, the early years. And you know, Guru Nudie was around in the early years, like just like Miss Bacon. Oh, Big Fatty, it would be memory lane. It's kind of how appropriate. Right after Gay Crema, it's a walk down horror. It's the horror.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Larry Dean calling in my recap of the recap. Oh, those two have such a hard time with Southernism. Every time I heard stuff like Tara, Sahara, or The funniest one of all was the special chia instead of the special chaya. Oh, that would have unintended consequences if somebody ate the special chia before sitting in the special chaya. Last but not least, sorry kids, but Poodle McNoodle is a totally different person than the Nib. But all in all, it was kind of fun. Glad I got to hear Nina Totenberg and Steve Inske do a recap of your show. Love you to pieces. Talk to you later. Larry Dean. Out.
Dear Gussie, y'all, speaking of listeners since day one, y'all, that's Lurie Warbucks. He's out there in the sack of tomatoes, California, eh? And don't hear from him very often, but y'all, he loves when Big Fatty buys cheese. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves it every week. And Lurie Warbucks, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and thank you for your critique. This gives me a chance to say, starting, you know, I agree. The mechanicals got some things wrong and all, but I think starting at episode one, maybe they will learn the BFO nomenclature a little bit better as time goes on. Y'all, what I'm doing is after each weekly show, I'm putting in the next five shows, but I'm putting in the recap so it learns off of what it's already learned. So hopefully it will get better as time progresses. Yes, Big Fatty!
Make a wish!
Y'all got a card from the number one fan of the BFO for 2025. Y'all, you know, that's the Laughing Buddha. It appears to be a Halloween-y card, a gay crema card. We're just going to open it up right here. Y'all, I'm also going to post a picture of the gay crema card that Holly and KC sent to me. Y'all, it says Happy Halloween. Oh, Big Fatty, it's got a kitty. It does. It's Happy Halloween, and the kitty's wearing a witch's hat and sitting amongst the pumpkins. And it says, hope it's wickedly wonderful. Happy gay crema, Big Fatty. XOXO from the number one fan of the BFO for 2025 and the official Spambassador, the Laughing Buddha, a.k.a. Mark from St. Paul, Minnesota. Well, Mark, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. Lovely to be remembered at Gay Crema. And y'all, so many of you do so much for Big Fatty all year round. And I just can't thank you enough. Big Fatty, why don't you just try to thank him enough? Well, I thank you very much. Oh, well, I'm out of time. Can't thank you anymore. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely gay crema. Y'all got 400 pieces of candies to hand out to the trick-or-treaters. And y'all, then, that's it. Y'all, we're having right at Fatty's. But y'all, everybody's bringing an appetizer, so Big Fatty doesn't have to do the cooking or anything. So anyway, don't forget, fall back when you go to bed on Saturday night, and don't forget rabbit when you get up on Saturday morning. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Cricket Hat and Scott, and what y'all two got to say.
I am so forgetful.
So I'm going to explain Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's my reaction to trying to explain you. Yes?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.